Okay, Rabbi Sai. Today's daf is daf Tzadik Kei. We're holding four lines from the top of the Yomet. We're learning here together the daf in Frankfurt Airport. Frankfurt, the place of the birthplace of the Heilige Chassam Sofer Chis Yigalaini, the place where Reb Shamshul Ful Hirsch made a major revolution. According to historians, when Reb Shamshul Ful Hirsch came to Frankfurt in the 1860s, 1870s, even though only a short time before you had the greatest tzaddikim like Reb Nussan Adler, like the Heilige Chassam Sofer, etc., there was no longer a minyan of Shomrei Shabbos when Reb Shamshul Ful Hirsch came to Frankfurt because of the terrible effect of the Haskalah. And according to historians, by the time Reb Shamshul Ful Hirsch passed away, there were already over 5,000 Shomrei Shabbos Yidden in Frankfurt. So on that note, we're up to Toshima, the fourth line at the top of Tzadik Kei Omer Aleph, and the Gemara is talking about the halucha of Rav Huna. What did Rav Huna say? Back on Tzadik Dalid Omer Aleph, you'll recall, the Gemara told us that if and when a person goes, well, going back to the Mishnah first, on Tzadik Gimel Omer Beis on the bottom, it said that a person who goes and buys Peiris, automatically he's Mekabel Olav Roiva Tinoifis Lissoa. A roiv it's an oifis. What happens if it's more than a roiv it's an oifis? Then he doesn't accept it, and he's entitled to get a refund or an adjustment in the price. The question is, does he get a full adjustment of the entire overage, or only that percent that goes above the roiva? In other words, if you remember when we were learning the Gemara yesterday, we said that the roiva hakav per saw is 1/24, because a saw has in 6 kaven. A roiva hakav, by definition, there are 4 roiva kavs in a kav. So therefore, in a saw, you have 24 roiva kavs. So each person who goes and buys peiris automatically buys 1/24 of tenoifis. And we said already yesterday, 1/24 equals to roughly 4%, right? 1/25 would be 4%, to 1/24, a drop more than 4%. Good. What happens if instead of 4%, the lekeach senses that this group of peiris, like chitim masoirim, is very filthy, or it's full of kidneys, like Rav Katina said yesterday, and he decides, I'm going to go and clean it out. He cleans it out and he discovers instead of 4%, it was 10%. Can you imagine a boy say 10% of shmutz or of kidneys in this mixture of the chitim? So now, is he entitled to get a refund or an adjustment in price of 10%? Or only of the differential between 10% and 4%? Jok Rav Huna back on Tzadik Dalet Omer Aleph from Rav Huna in Bolin Napis Menapis Kuloi. He's entitled to get a full 10% refund or adjustment, and not just the 6%, the difference between the 10 and the 4. So over the last blot, the Gemara has brought a number of kashas and rayas, and now we're up to a raya lechoyra from Mesechtes Bav Metzia in Ezeo Neshech, when we learned about Hilchis Oino. As you all know, Hilchis Oino means a shtus, and the Gemara differentiates between less than a shtus, exactly a shtus, and more than a shtus. Shtei dot in the Mishnah, Toshima Oino, Pachis Mishtus, Nikne Mekach. If the entire Oino was less than Ishtus, then the Mekach goes through, and you're not entitled to get a refund of anything, because a person is Moichel when it's so small. If it's Yois Mishtus, if it's more than Ishtus, Bottle Mekach, it's a Mekach Toys, and you start from scratch. The Moichel gets back his Choyra, the Koine gets back his money. Shtus, Koine Machs Oino, the Kinyan is good, and he has to return the amount that they know that differential. It's a Freit Yamara. Amai, why does it say both in the case of the shtus, that is Koinu Masreino, and the Bottle Mekach, by the Yois Mishtus Bottle Mekach, why don't you say Leheder Ad Pachis Mishtus? Why don't you go and say that the whole difference should be to do the Pachis Mishtus? So Rishbam says, Pachis Mishtus is just a Mashu less than a shtus. And a shtus is just a Mashu less than a Yois Mishtus. So let the Moich give back one or two Mashuhuyen, and say, okay, that kleinigkeit, let me get down to the pachas mishtus, and then the machas mishtus, you're moichel. By the fact that it says that he has to give back the entire amount by shtus, and by yoyis mishtus the bottle mekach, ishma mino kol heichi di boi laduri, kule mahadris lechashtar keraya tu rav huno. Everyone's hot nish keraya. Hochi hashtar. The two cases are not comparable. Hosemi kore shava b'shava. Omalei, omalei. That originally when the lekech went and bought from the the moicher, the commodity, and he wanted to buy Shabbat B'Shav. In other words, according to the real, bona fide, legitimate price. And then he said, Shabbat B'Shav Amalei. However, the moicher gypped him and took from him either Pachas Mishtus, Ashtus, or Yazim Mishtus. Yishok Timara, Miu, Pachas Mishtus, if it's less than Ashtus, lo yidia, it's not discernible, it's not recognizable, Bimana, and therefore Machal Anish, and a person of Machal says, okay, it's so small, that. You don't even see it, you don't recognize it, he's Machal. Shtus, Yidia, it is recognizable. You could tell in the price that he's been gypped. Vlay Machal Anish, he's not Machal. Yes, and Mishtus, Mekach Toysu, Ubatal Mekach. It's such a, this is such an aggravated situation where he took a Yoysim Mishtus in such a case, he's not Machal at all, and Mekach Toysu, Ubatal Mekach. But that's only in the case of a regular sale, whereby regular sale I say the swara of each person wants Shavu B'Shavu. It says Rishbam. But in the case of Peiros, everybody knows that when you go and buy Chitim, there's going to be a certain amount of Tenoifis. 3%, 4%. So therefore, up to that 4% amount, the person, Yech Veistach. That's me, the Yom B'Yom. Every time I go to the store, I always know that there's some Shmutz in the Chitim, or Kitnias in the Chitim. So therefore, I'm not going to make a Gantz Taram about it. I know. As opposed to a regular Mekach of a commodity where a person wants Shev B'Sham, I don't want to lose one penny on it. So that's why you can't compare the two cases. No raya. Toshima. The final raya that the Gemara wants to bring. Hamikabel sodom echaveda lita. What happens if a person agreed to go and they have a person who, for instance, is a gardener, a landscaper, or a person in the business of agriculture, and he was hired to go and plant new trees, but these are fruit-bearing trees. And eitz mach. So mekabel sodom echaveda lita. He accepted upon himself to go and plant trees. Harizem mekabel olav. Eser Burioys Lemea. The person that asked him to go and plant the trees and paying for that, he accepts automatically a 10% dud factor. In other words, if he asked him to go and plant 100 trees, if when it comes the harvest season only 90 have grown fruits and the other 10 didn't grow, that's expected. 10 out of 100, that's almost a routine type of thing. Yoisimikan, what happens if in fact it wasn't 10, but it was 11 trees or more? Megagon olives a koil. Then the person has to go and plant not just one new tree. In other words, if it was 11, he doesn't just plant one new tree and say, well, 10 you are moichel. You're going to go and plant 11 new trees. Is the charayit ravuna that any single time that a person has been gypped more than the regular amount that a person tolerates, that not only do you go and give that extra, but the entire amount from zero up to the total amount is the charayit ravuna. Ravuna. Ravuna ben Yeshua, there's another ravuna. Ravuna ben Yeshua, kol yesem ikan kibolita metchila dami. Again, you cannot compare the two cases. Why can't you compare the two cases? Because our case, when we're talking about the trees, since he asked him to go and plant 100 trees, and it turned out that of the 100 trees, 11 trees didn't work, so it's as if he's telling him, you didn't plant 100 trees yet. Go and plant 100 trees. I don't mean just pieces of wood that grow out of the ground. I mean trees that are going to go and bear fruit. If 11 trees didn't work, and therefore only 89 were planted, no, mister, so plant the rest. You know, we're still in the middle of the work. Doesn't have to plant all 100 trees today or tomorrow. He has to plant 100 trees over time. Since you didn't go and plant 100, once you hit 11, then you got to do 11. So why don't you say the same thing like Gabi 8 or 9 or 10? Says Rishbam, because once again, the machalinish, everybody knows that you're going to plant 100 trees, a few of them are not going to work out. So up to 10, a person is machal. But once it goes over 10, then the svara is, no, who's stopping you from planting? You only planted 89 trees, plant 11 more. So therefore you have to go and plant the additional amount. That's not the same as our case over here, where a person automatically knows that 4% is the tolerance level that everybody expects to be as part of his tefuah. It's not a pshat now, go and sell again or plant again. It was just one transaction. If it turns out that it was a 5% or 10% jip instead of 4%, so you have no right to have one. It could be that the only amount that you have to pay will be the difference between the 10% and the 4% and not the entire 10%. No right. Fine. And with this, we have concluded the Shtikl Gemara and we go on to a brand new sugya. State in the Mishnah. Let's go back to Tzadi Gimel Amud Bey. State in the Mishnah, if a person went and bought a Martef Shel Yain, what we call a wine cellar, there too, mekabel olav eser koisis ois lemeya. As we'll see, Mitchum, later in today's daf, the word koisis means wine that is beginning to sour. It's not sour yet, but it's on the way to sour. So much so that the Gemara is going to say, Mitchum, later today's daf, beginning of tomorrow's daf, that for the first period of time, you can already smell the fact that it's going sour, but it still tastes good, it still tastes sweet, normal, but after a while, it goes all the way from the bad smell to the bad taste. So during that twilight period, the benish mushes, between good wine and bad wine, you have this koisisois, or it's nishtahin and nishtahe. It means already developing a bit of a stench, a smell. Oh, it smells vinegary, it smells sour, but you taste, oh, it tastes good, it's still good, still good. And we'll see Mitchum tomorrow's after. In fact, this is usually a 3-day period where it gets more and more sour as time goes on. Okay, anyway, let's get back to our Gemara. So it says in our Mishnah, he bought a mart of shliyan. Rishbam said in the Mishnah means he bought 100 barrels, and of the 100 barrels, 10 of them turn out to be azacha halb nishtahina nishtahera koisisois, which means that they are going bad. That's the normal tolerance level that you accept as part of the 100. Good. Great Gemara. And the Mishnah just said mart of shliyan. It didn't describe the dialogue or the offer from the moicha to the lekeh. It's like Gemara, hey Chidam, what is the case? Idiom malay martav shol yayin stam. He didn't say martav shol yayin ze. He said martav shol yayin stam. Only those three words. I'm telling you, martav shol yayin. Kash. Idiom malay martav ze shol yayin is also kash. Idiom malay martav ze, and he left out the words yayin, also kash. Meaning that there are three possibilities, says the Gemara. It could be talking about martav shol yayin. It could be talking about Martav Zeh Shalyayim, and it could be talking about Martav Zeh. All three L'choyre don't pass with our Mishnah. Why are you talking about these three? Deciding we have a Braisa. What are the three cases? Martav Shalyayim Imoichalach. I'm selling you a Martav Shalyayim. Noisen lo yayin shekulo yof. It's got to be perfect. Perfect means all 100 barrels have to be perfect. That's not the case of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that there is the tolerance level of 10 koisis of barrels, right? 10 barrels of koisis. Martav zeh shol yayin imoichalach. I'm saying martav zeh. Noisen lo yayin hanimker b'chanus. Then you can go and sell him wine that is sold in the store. And the Rishbam explains, wine sold in the store, that means that all of them can be koisis. It's not 10%. All 100 can be sold as yayin b'chanus, which means 100 koisis. Why is Martav Zeh Shal Yayin any different than Martav Shal Yayin? Because by pointing out and saying Zeh, you're now already limiting the universe. I'm not talking about all the fine wines in the world that you can go and find in France and in Italy and in Eretz Yisrael and in California. I'm talking about this particular... What's Michigan?
In Frankfurt.
And in Frankfurt. The good wines in Frankfurt? Anyway, the good Nazis in Frankfurt. Bad Nazis. Why should you bring the thing about? But anyway, but the Gabe, the Yayin, if you say Martav Shal Yayin, there it's unlimited. Any Martav, anywhere, and therefore he's got to be yayin yofa, perfect. So the art says, yeah, he's already limiting it, and he's saying, you know, it doesn't have to be the best. Like this martif that we have over here, and the stam martif has a bunch of barrels which are sour. Okay, so you're entitled to. What the price says at this point is martif zeh shel yayin across the board. You can go and give all 100 yayin nimkav chanus. If you don't believe me, we can take a quick look at the Rishbam, and he explains what we just said now. If you look at Rishbam, about 8 lines from the bottom, end of the line, beginning of the next line. Not 10 like we said in the Mishnah. 100 barrels of wine can all be koisis. They can all be on the decline from sweet, almost sour. Not sour yet, but almost. If it was totally sour, it wouldn't be called koisis, it would be called choymet. It's koisis. Now, what's the final case of the Braisa? Zok the Braisa Vaita. Martav zeh ani moichalach. Afilu kuloi choymet tzigiyoi. If he didn't mention the word yayin, he just said martav zeh ani moichalach, there could be a cellar where all the wine has gone totally bad, or it could be that the person has a cellar of vinegar. Why? Because there are a lot of people that like vinegar. They put vinegar in their salad dressing, they put vinegar in other things, whatever. I don't personally like vinegar, but this is a big commodity. People like vinegar. And therefore, when he says Martav Zeh, he didn't say Shal Yayin. It could be everything. If all of them turn out to be Chaymet, he doesn't get it back, no refund, finished. So what's the obvious kasha? The obvious kasha is, our Mishnah just says, Martif what's the lashon of the Mishnah? Martiv shel yayin. And it says that there are 10 koises. So now, if he just said martiv shel yayin, the Brisa says, then noisin loy kuloy yayin kuloy yofa. You don't get the 10% discount. You got to give 100 kosher total beautiful barrels. If he said martiv zeh shel yayin, then he can give him 100 koises. If he just said martiv zeh, he can even give koimis. Zekum techois. Our case in the Mishnah doesn't go in any one of those three, and that's why the Mishnah the Gemara began. Hey chidami. If he said this kasha, he said this kasha, he said this kasha. L'chayr, none of them shtim. Everyone, oilum di amalei martiv shel yayin stam. It's like the Reisha, the very first case in the Braisa. Oh, it's the first case. Martiv zeh shel yayin moichalach. He gives a yayin shkuli yofer. However, you have to make a small chesuri mechzer in the Braisa. That even though the Braisa says that if you use the word martiv shel yayin, you have to give kuli yofer, the kuli yofer is on the 90 barrels. There are 10 barrels, you don't have to give kuli yofer, you can go and give koises. It's not the poshib shot in the Braisa. Otherwise I'm stuck, I don't know what the case is of our Mishnah. And therefore, you have to add to that Braisa when it says kuli yofer means the 90 have to be kuli yofer. Pure, gewaldic, shine, fine. The other 10 can be shmacher, can be koises. You're saying if you use the word stam, you're automatically makabel 10 koises. This is another price, the price of Reb Chiya. We're not talking about 100, we're just talking about one single solitary barrel he sells to his chaver. He has to go and give a barrel which is totally off. You just said now that if you go and sell stam, so then you're entitled to a 10% tolerance factor. And here it says that the whole barrel has to be off. See, Mark gives an obvious teretz. There we're talking about 100 barrels, so 90 have to be good and 10 could be shvach. Here we're talking about one barrel. Shani chav yistakul uchad chamrehu. You can't go and say split the barrel and say 90% dazoi, 10% dazoi. It's kaito. I'm afraid to more, but I have a better kasha. But Tony Rab Zvid, hoch debay Rab Oishia, martiv shel yayin, and now we go again and we have the first two of the three hechatimtzis of the previous price. So we don't have all three, we only have two. Martiv shel yayin moichaloch no yisin loy yayin shekule yofa. Like we said before, if he just said martiv shel yayin, kule yofa. Martiv zeh shel yayin moichaloch no yisin loy yayin shekule yofa umekabel olav eser koisais lemeo. Ooh, this is wonderful. Come to Chois, this second case of the Braisa, that could easily now be our Mishnah. Because that second case says very, very clearly, Martiv zeh shel yayin, not a Martiv shel yayin, Martiv zeh shel yayin, you get 90 kusha and 10 shvachra. That's mamish our case of our Mishnah. So now, Zot Yimara, v'choyra, that's at odds with the previous Braisa. Zot Yimara, v'zeu oitze shishonu chachom mishra seinu. Gemara is now saying that when it said in our Mishnah the case of Martiv, and we were wondering what's the case of Martiv, Jokti Gemara, that's the case, the Martiv Zeh Shol Yayin, which we just quoted at the end of this price. Freit Gemara, El Masisin Nami, so now you've concluded the Masisin Nami, the Omalei Zeh, that our Mishnah is not talking about Martiv Shol Yayin, but Martiv Zeh Shol Yayin, and what's the halacha now? That it's 90 plus 10. So in other words, we fall away from our previous teretz, where we said that Martiv Stam, it's 90 plus 10. No. You say Martiv Stam, you get 100 kulei often. Somebody says Martiv Zeh. Zeh is a limiting term. Therefore, the Rashbam uses the expression later on that it's Lareyasa, that adds a negativity to the description. And therefore, instead of giving 100, you can give 90 plus 10. But now we have an obvious question. Freitimora, Oibazoi, Hobbit Chastir, and now Kasha Zeh Azeh. I have a kasha on Braisa 1 and Braisa 2. Because Braisa 1, we said on the Umbed Aleph, that if a person said Martiv Zeh Shel Yayin, he goes and gives him like Kamoi Yayin Hanimke B'chanus. Right? That's what you state in the Braisa. Let's look again. Martiv Zeh Shel Yayin, Hanimoy Chalach, Moisel Yayin Hanimke B'chanus. What is that? We said in the Rishbam that all of them can be koisesos. Not 10%, 100% can be koisesos. Now we have the exact same wording. Martiv Zeh Shel Yayin Moy Chalach, he can have only 10% koisesos. 90 has to be kula yofa. Is the chastira two prices? First was also matinity two prices. And for the Gemara, we have to add one more word, and that word is lemakza. Lekasha. Or the omelay lemakva, or the omelay lemakva. Vos meint lemakva. So Rishbam says lemakva means a stew where you add wine to the stew. I don't know in your homes, but many famous cooks, when they cook roast beef or when they cook fish or whatever, they add some wine. This is not drinking wine, this is wine for cooking. What difference does that make? So for Rishbam, the difference is because you're going to use that wine much less quantities than if you were drinking. Normally you sit down at a party at a Suda, you can go and drink up twice, one bottle, two bottles, 10 bottles of wine. If you're cooking roast beef or you're cooking twice some sort of fish, hey, you put in a bissel wein, nishka grosses. So therefore this wine has to remain much, much longer. So if I go to the moicher and say, hey, I need wine for cooking, he knows automatically I better give good quality wine, because this wine has got to stay for at least a year or 2 years or 3 years, and not just for a month and it's going to be quickly dropped. And the Gemara now explains word for word. Rav Zvid is the second braisa. Remember, what did it say in the second braisa? That you only get 10 koisis, not 100. The Amalei Lamakfa. Braisa means the first braisa. So the Amalei Lamakfa. He didn't say Lamakfa, therefore you can go and give him 100 koisis. Because the assumption is that they're going to drink it quickly before it turns sour. That being the case, Hilka. So now the Gemara makes a sum total and gives us a summary what the halachas are now. Martiv shol yayin v'omalei lemakfa. If he said martiv shol yayin, and he added the word, magic word makfa, noisin lo yayin shekula yofa, then it's got to be pure, total. Martiv zeshol yayin v'omalei lemakfa, noisin lo yayin shekula yofa umekabel olav eser koisisais. Because even though he said martiv zeshol yayin, however, and he said makfa. Makfa is a reboy to go and tell you it's better be good stuff. That's litivusa. But he said ze, which is lareyasa. So we make a shtickl compromise: 90 good and 10 shlach. Kosh lemei. Maritz ze shol yain v'lo yom le makfa. Just it's tam. And noisim lo yain and nembachanus. Even all 100 can be kosh. So now the two prices work in tandem very beautifully, and we have now distinguished between your makfa, nish makfa. Should we stop here and we'll continue on afterwards?
Say 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Okay. So remember, the cases that we have covered are Martif Shel Yayin V'omle L'makfe. Martif Shel Yayin Yisrael L'makfe. And then he said Martif Zeshel Yayin Yor Makfe. Martif Zeshel Yayin Nish Makfe. Notice by the Martif Shel Yayin Stam, we didn't address that. We only said Martif Shel Yayin V'omle L'makfe. What about a Martif Shel Yayin V'loy Omar Leila Makfe? What would be the din there? So shteitach nish, right? The Gemara made a summary, but only in three cases. What would be the fourth case? The fourth case would be a martif shel yayin v'loy omar leila makfa, and that's the Gemara shayla now. Iboilehu, martif shel yayin v'loy omar leila makfa. My, what's the din now? Pligi bar rav acha v'ravina, machlekes rav acha nevecha. Chadam mekabel, chad omalei mekabel. One of them holds you have to be mekabel a certain percentage of koisuses, and the other one says no, you don't mekabel. You have to get the full 100. Man di om mekabel daik medrav zvid tiktoni martiv shuyan. Okay, so now before we continue on, we're going to go and look at the Gemara back in the Amud Aleph, and we'll see how each one is going to be medayik the two brises. Remember, we have two brises which on the surface were soiser each other, and the Gemara said, no, they're not soiser. Rav Zvid, when he says the martiv zeshol yayin, the reason why they're esekoiser sois is because he needs it lemakfe. So therefore, it's going to be over an extended period of time. Make sure that you give 90% has got to be gibaldi, because he's going to use it for the next year or two or three. First brisa we said is talking about when it says that. The same case, Martiv Zeshel Yayin, Yayin and Nimbim Chanuz, we said there, he's not going to use it for cooking, he's going to use it for drinking, so therefore you can give the whole 100 koises, and they'll make sure to go and have a party tomorrow, with Alts Ostrink in 1, 2, 3. Aha. Notice that both braises start off with the same halach. The brais on top says, Martiv Shel Yayin and Nimoy Chaloch, Noisel Yayin Shekuli Yofa. And the second brisa of Zvid also starts off Martiv Shel Yayin Moichaloch Noisin LeYayin Shekuli Yofa. He started exactly the same way. So now the question is, what are these two cases talking about? L'choira, just like we said that the next case, the Martiv Zeshel Yayin, in brisa one is talking about Sheloy LeMakfa, and that's why you give all 100 Bachanus. The second brice is talking about your makfa, and that's why only 10 koises is. So l'choy, the reisha is also talking about the same thing, that the first brice is talking about in the reisha, that he went and said, martif shel yayin. He didn't say ze, he just said martif shel yayin, and l'choy is talking about a case without makfa. The second brice l'choy is talking about a martif shel yayin with makfa. Okay. So the martif shel yayin with makfa, we know what the loch is. That we said already in the Omid Beis. What about the martif shel yayin? He didn't say zeh. He didn't say makfa. What's the din? So l'chor I can go and make the yukin from both prices. Price number one, l'chor is talking about shaloi l'makfa, and it says you have to go and kuli yofa. So the price itself says clearly kuli yofa. The second price, however, says that when it's l'makfa, it's got to be kuli yofa. Izach masha shaloi l'makfa. It doesn't have to be kuli yofa. And these two diyukim, those are the machloikis here between Rav Acha and Ravina in the Gemara. Chana mekabo v'chana meloi mekabo. Mandi of mekabo daik mid Rav Zvid. Piktoni, what does it say in the Rav Zvid? Marja shol yan ni moichalach, noisin loy yayin shekuli yofa. And we already zet signed that price, the Omle Lamakfa. Not that we zet signed that case of the Reisha. You came to the Omle Lamakfa. The second case in the Brice said is Makfa, so therefore Al Pi Pashtis, the Reish is also talking about the Makfa. Is Rabbi Zaitama the Omalela Makfa? Or Loy Omalela Makfa, Mekabel. If he wasn't Makfa, he should be Mekabel some percentage, 10% choices. That's one deal. Uman the Omaloy Mekabel, Daik Mi Brice. He's Medaik from Brice number one of the Omid Aleph. Diktani, what does it say in the Brice? Martav Sholyayin, Ani Moichalach. No isin lo yayin shekula yofa. V'ukim, then we said that that price is talking about the loy omalei lamakfa, and therefore we're saying even loy omalei lamakfa, what's it then? You have to give yayin shekula yofa. Kum techois. Machloikim tina vach and avina. Just like mamish, the two prices, the diak in the hair. Afraid to more yet. Uleman de daik midrav zvid. Kasha Braisa. We don't want to make a machloikis, we would prefer Shulam al Yisrael. That's our whole Indian of going to Reb Shaila Kerestira, Tavaz and Abba and Achba Shulam Barayas. We don't want to make machloikis. So we don't want to make a machloikis between Braisa 1 and Rav Zvid. So how are we going to make the two Braises consistent? That what? That only in a case of Makfa, then I go and say he gets Yofa. However, if it's Shaloi b'makfa, then he doesn't get Yofa. It's Kasha Braisa. The first Braisa is Shekas. The first price is talking about without makfa, and it says you have to give yain shekula yofa. After machsul mechsev achitani, you have to go and make a slight surgery to the first price. The first price, when it says that you have to go and give martiv shel yayin, that you have to give kula yofa the medva mamurmina, when it's talking about the omelei lemakfa. The first price is also talking about lemakfa. Not like we said until now, that the first price is pure, non makfa. The first price is also talking the reisha makfa. Now the price continues on. Now is the surgery. Halei omelei lemakfa. If he didn't say lemakfa, then the Kabel, that he would be Mekabel at 10 choices as the tolerance level, because he didn't say Makfa. But continue on. Umartav Zeshel Yayin, Veloy Omele Lemakfa, in both of those cases. In other words, now combining two cases. Case number one, when he said Yayin, when he said Martav Shel Yayin, and he didn't say Ze, he didn't say Martav Ze, he said Martav Shel Yayin, Veloy Omele Lemakfa, Mekabel. And umartiv zeshol yain v'loy omalei lamakfa is also noisel yain and nimka bechanus. There is not only mekabel 10, but he's mekabel all 100. So therefore, you're in the 5 minutes of fete. You're the kabbalist gets it on the no problem. Shkoyach, noch 5 minutes. So yeah. Anyway, so nochmo. What the Gemara is saying is Brisa number one, first case according to this man, the Yom is talking about lemakfa, and all makfa has to be shol yain yufa. However, if it will be shaloi lamakfa, then he's mekabel ulav 10 crises. Aye, the Brice is talking about shaloi lamakfa. No. Brice is talking about the makfa. And then we say, the medva amurim, when it's makfa. If it's not makfa, then he taka doesn't get kula yofa. 10% is crises. And if it is martiv zeh shal yayin, then all 100 can be crises. So that's good according to that mandiyah. What about the other mandiyahmah? Let's look more about it. Well, a man that died me Brisa, according to Mandiyama, that's died from Brisa number one. What is he died from Brisa number one? That Shaloi Lamakva, you also have to give Yofa. Aye, Kasha Dravzvid, Do kimna di omlela makfa? Holo yomela makfa mekabel. Sach masher, if he didn't say makfa, then is mekabel 10% of koisis. Everything more who had in the avogav, do yomela makfa. Bryson number two, in the ratio makes a difference. Yom makfa, nish makfa, loy mekabel, he doesn't not mekabel anything. Meaning he gets the full benefit of 100 kusha fine wine. Why did we have to zetzayin makfa? Not because of the ratio. Mishum de kasha le azeh. Because we had a kasha ze azeh. Where we have to? Mishum de kasha ze azeh. Therefore, only in that case do we have to go and say it's talking about a case of makfa. But in the first case, we don't have to. And if kum to chayis. Price number two holds that when he said marativ shoyayin, it makes no difference between yom makfa, nish makfa, in all cases, what's halacha, he has to give him yayin yofa. The only difference will be in case number two, where he said marativ zeh shoyayin. Oh, if he said lamakfa, then halacha will be that he only takes, and he takes only 10 koises, and if he didn't say lamakfa, then he has to accept all 100 koises. We'll stop over here, but he said to be continuing mentioned tomorrow.